91X News.
It's 12 degrees with light rain showers. I'm Steph Crozier with 91X News. Quinte West OPP report that motor vehicle collisions went up in 2011 in our area. Between January 1st and November 8th of this year, Quinte West OPP investigated 867 motor vehicle collisions. That is up from last year during the same period when 737 motor vehicle collisions were investigated. The Ontario Provincial Police ask all drivers to stay alert, be aware of your environment, and to leave early when bad weather approaches during the winter and festive seasons. Lawyers for the City of Vancouver will be in BC Supreme Court today asking for an injunction to remove Occupy protesters' tents, from outside the Vancouver Art Gallery. They will argue the move is needed due to escalating safety concerns, especially after a woman died in a tent over the weekend. The city says it will still let people assemble to protest, Tamsin Bergman explains.
The city wants the tents, structures, and belongings gone, but it says people can still assemble to protest. Lawyers will argue the three-week camp outside the Vancouver Art Gallery has become an escalating safety concern. A woman died in a tent on Saturday. City Manager Penny Ballum says if the injunction is granted, staff will move in.
The police will be there as needed, and if they have to come in and protect us or, you know, take action, then this is a supportive mechanism.
Protesters, however, are vowing to remain, saying they will exercise nonviolent resistance. Tamsin Bergman, The Canadian Press, Vancouver.
Government sources say Flaherty is cutting in half a planned increase in employment insurance premiums on January 1st. The move will cost about $600 million in lost revenue. As a result, Flaherty is expected to reveal in his fall economic update that he will not meet his target of fiscal 2014 to 2015 to eliminate the federal deficit. With 3 days left in the new Seven Wonders of Nature campaign, Nova Scotia Premier Daryl Dexter is urging all Canadians to vote for the Bay of Fundy. Dexter says he got a true appreciation for the Bay when he participated in a promotional video for the campaign shot in late September.
Just recently I had the chance to go tidal bore rafting. It was my first time and it really was a thrill I won't soon forget, partly because I still haven't gotten the mud out of my clothes, but also because it is just so remarkable to have that kind of power in your own backyard.
The Bay of Fundy is one of the 28 finalists in the global vote, which includes such well-known sites as the Grand Canyon and the Great Barrier Reef, the Galapagos Islands, and the Dead Sea. That's 901X News to 103. Here's Jose DeBarros with sports.
The Belleville Bearcats Midget AA women's hockey team will host the Chinese national women's team tonight at the Yardman Arena. Team China is on a tour of Ontario to play a series of exhibition games in order to prepare for the season and the Olympics. Lisa Neal is Vice President of Rep Teams for the Belleville District Girls Minor Hockey Association. She says it'll be a different experience for the girls.
They're pretty excited. It's going to be a little bit different for them because they're used to playing three periods that are like, I think it's 12, 15, 15 that they're used to playing, and now they're going to be playing three 20-minute periods on Olympic ice, so it's going to be tiring.
Doors will open at 6, and puck drop will be at 9. Only one game tonight in the OHL. Oshawa Generals are visiting the Peterborough Petes in a battle of East Division rivals. Game time is at 7:05. Tonight in Empire B hockey, there is one game on the schedule. Port Hope will play Napanee in the Strathcona Paper Centre at 7:30. It is a very busy night in the NHL. At 7 o'clock, the Winnipeg Jets are in Buffalo, while the Florida Panthers face the Maple Leafs. A battle of two of the best teams in the NHL will happen in Washington, with the Dallas Stars playing against the Capitals. For 7:30, there are three games. The youthful Edmonton Oilers will face the host Montreal Canadiens in an all-Canadian game. Carolina is in New Jersey, and Colorado visits Detroit. At 8 o'clock, a Central Division matchup will be played in St. Louis, where the Blackhawks will fly in for a game. Minnesota visits the Flames in Calgary for a 9:30 Northwest Division game, while at 10:30, the Predators will stalk the Kings. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email is sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Steph Crozier with 91X weather.
Today it is cloudy with 30% chance of showers and a high of 13. Tonight will be cloudy with a 30% chance of showers again early in this evening, but it will clear up overnight with a low of plus 4. Wednesday will be mainly sunny with a 60% chance of showers late in the evening and a high of 15. Currently, it is 12 degrees. I'm Steph Crozier with Jose De Barros. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2 o'clock.
Quinty's New Rock Source.